essentially, yeah, you just have to carry a wife, and controversially, it doesn't actually have to be your wife. You don't actually have to show a marriage certificate, so it could be anyone. As long as I don't touch the ground, you can carry them however you want. I think the sort of official international distance is 253.5 meters, and just get them from the start to the finish, and you know, the fastest team wins.
And you did it. You did it for Wyoming. You've done it. You've done it for Suffolk. You've done it for the UK. And the world champions are taking place in Finland.
That's right. Finland sort of invented the sport, really. I believe there's some history where sort of men from a village would go and steal a wife from another village. So it's something along those lines. But they're the experts, and the guys over there are pretty darn good. But we're hoping to at least put on a show going over to Finland in July.
How did you first broach the subject to your other half, Kirsty, that you'd quite like to take her down to Dorking and put her over your shoulder?
Well, she was the one who suggested it, I think. A friend of ours sort of told us about the event, and Kirsty was, I couldn't hold her back. She really loves it.
You were practising, weren't you, here in Ipswich, up and down the road?
That's right, yeah. We worked out that two lampposts, roughly, were more or less the competition distance. Although there is a hill on the actual course. But, so we'd set a stopwatch outside the front door, get her on my shoulders, up and down, and we'd try and beat our time each time. So the neighbours were a little bit worried, I think.
But. Yeah, I understand. There he goes again with his wife. It's like quite Neanderthal, really, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, the hold is difficult to describe, but essentially it's kind of through the legs, get them up on your shoulders, and then just run. So yeah.